Good morning and happy Friday. I have a couple announcements for you. Just a reminder, Lent study and services are going on Tuesday and Wednesday with a soup supper. So if you really wanted to make soup, this is your last week to do so. And then next Saturday on the 23rd, we have our Easter egg hunt at 9:30, and I am still looking for some volunteers. So if you would like to help out with that, I'd love to have some more community connectors to connect with some of our visitors and guests and connect them to, or welcome them to the church and connect them if that's what they're looking for. And then this Saturday, what date is that? This Saturday, you know the date, the 16th. Yes, the 16th. We are going to be having a campus work day. It's going to be for all ages, skill sets, preferences, gifts, whatever you can do, we can use it. So come join us for the work day. It'll be a really fun day. I'm looking forward to working with everybody. With that, let's open up in prayer. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us to your word where we can hear more about the wisdom and the meaning that you give to our life. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, so we are in Ecclesiastes 9, 11 through 18. Let's give that a read. Again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happen to them all. For man does not know his time, like fish that are taken in an evil net, and like birds that are caught up in a snare. So the children of man are snared at an evil time, when it suddenly falls upon them. I have also seen this example of wisdom under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city with a few men in it, and a great king came against it and besieged it, building great siege works against it. But there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that poor man. But I say that wisdom is better than might, though the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of the wise, heard in quiet, are better than the shouting of a ruler among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Oof. That is an interesting one. So basically, Solomon is struggling, again, as he has been, with the meaning of life. He talks about how the meaning of life is random, left to chance, and it's meaningless, right? Even the quickest one sometimes doesn't always win. Sometimes the strongest one in battle doesn't always win. Things are left to chance. And he's struggling with the idea that he's going to die, right? With fatalism. Everybody's going to die just like fish are randomly caught up in a net. So we might have some random chance that gets that ends our life, that finds our fate. And he's really, really struggling with this. It seems like he's thinking everything is random. Just like those who are fishing and cast out nets. They know what they're doing. They know what their goal is. But for the fish, they were just swimming around, and all of a sudden they're caught up in a net and wait to die, right? So he's struggling with fatalism. He's struggling with the fact that life seems random, and it's hard to understand life. How can we understand it when random things happen? How can we understand it when the strongest ones in battle don't even always win? How are we able to understand life when when we are the best of the best, and yet even then we're not favored, is the word that he used, right? Favor is not found. That, I think, is a hard thing to wrestle with, and Solomon here is wrestling with it. A lot of times it seems like sickness and death, and just random things happening in our lives are all so random. Even the plans that you have set and you've had them set for the longest time could get thrown out the window. I mean, I think we saw a lot of that when we were all wrestling with COVID in 2020. We had these plans, and yet now we're having to do something else. And we were kind of sitting in that limbo of like, when are we going to get back to normal, right? And I'm sure at one point, at least within that time, you guys felt like everything was just meaningless. There are times when we really struggle with our meaning in life. We really struggle with why things happen. I think that is the number one question asked in the world. I could totally be wrong. I have no facts to back me up. But with believers and non-believers, we hear that question. Well, why do bad things happen to good people? Why do good things happen to bad people? Yeah, I said that right. We always wonder why, right? Didn't I earn it? Didn't I deserve it? Wasn't I the strongest one in battle? Why aren't I winning? Wasn't I the one who trained the most for this race? Why aren't I winning? We really struggle with why do the things happen to us, to other people? Is it random? Is this all part of a plan? Does my life have meaning? We struggle with these things. Solomon is not the only one wrestling, and I think he helps give words to us, though we might say them a little differently. I think we wrestle with the same things he is. So he gives us this example of a wise man under the sun, of wisdom under the sun, and it seems great to Solomon. This is a big thing for him. There was a little city with a few men in it. Some translations say few wise men in it. This king came in, took over, and because of this poor wise man's wisdom, he delivered the city. He saved the city. And yet nobody remembered him. So we could wrestle with, was it even worth it? Should he have even saved them? If nobody's going to remember it, then what was the point, right? Solomon is really struggling with the fact that no one's going to remember this, that this was all for nothing. This was random, right? And that could make us ask the question of, when was there something that you've done that nobody remembered? Something kind, something good, something that maybe helped people, something that maybe helped deliver them from a situation. And nobody gave you credit, nobody remembered you, and you just move on with your life and nobody remembers. Has that ever happened to you? I think it's a kind of hard feeling. In a sense, in our, I think, human and maybe sinful nature, we want to be recognized, right? But as we think about this story, it doesn't just make me think about myself, and I hope it didn't just make you think about yourself. And in scripture, there are so many times where we can connect this to Christ, even though Solomon doesn't necessarily point to the promised Messiah that God has given. I think he makes those connections. I don't know if he meant to, but he totally makes those connections. So let me finish that section, and then we'll connect it all. So then he finishes out with, but the words of the wise and quiet are way better than shouting of a ruler among the fools. So wisdom is better. Wisdom is better. It doesn't matter if you're the quickest, the richest, the strongest. If you have wisdom, that is going to last you. Where all of the other traits, right? Strength, wisdom, wealth, you name it. That stuff can and does always fade. We grow weaker, especially when we don't keep up with our training as we would if we were racing. Wealth can be taken or spent, and, so wisdom lasts us. Wisdom lasts. So here we leave this section with Solomon saying, wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. When has there been a time where one person ruined it all for you? I want you to think about that. Think about it, maybe a couple things. When one person has ruined it for the whole group. a silly example. I want you to think, you know, seriously about it, but a silly example could be like you're at a party and the one person bringing like the main entree like spills it all over the floor, and now everybody's hungry because they don't get to eat the main entree. That is a very silly example. But the fool, one person, a sinner, ruined it for the rest of people. We can actually find a few of these stories scattered throughout scripture. The one though that came to my mind, I wanted you to think about something in your own life, but if you thought of something that happened in the Bible too, great. But something that came to my mind was Adam. The sin of Adam ruined it for the rest of us, really. The sin of Adam made us all now born into sin. We all have original sin now because of the actions of just one man. He destroyed much good. And I think that's fair to think about it that way. He destroyed much good. Now I want to connect this to Christ, because I think we could also say the same thing if we're thinking of Christ alone. One innocent man can save the world. And that's what we get from Jesus, right? One sinner can destroy much good and can destroy it for the rest of us. But Jesus came into this sinful world, and by his death and dying on the cross, we are saved. Because of what he has done, he has saved the whole world. He didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world, right? And give his life as a ransom for many, as a ransom for you. We have wisdom in God. We have wisdom in what he has done. That is the only wisdom that we can cling to. And that's the wisdom of his saving grace. That even though we didn't deserve it, he has given it. Because we are saved in Christ, because we know what he has done for us, our salvation is taken care of, right? Our salvation is taken care of in what Christ has done. And so now we are free to go and share this wisdom that we have with others. Even if nobody listens to it, right? Even if no one remembers it, God does. He remembers. Even if it seems that no one in the world knows what we're saying or sees the meaning that we have or the purpose that we have or the good that we're giving, God does. He sees you. He knows you. Because you are free in Christ, you now get to go serve. You now get to go care, and you now get to go tell others about what he has done. You are free. Your salvation is taken care of. So now go do so that others may know of this wisdom, so that they may have wisdom and not rely on their strength and not rely on their quickness or their wealth, but they can rely and depend on Jesus, because he's the only one that can come and save us, and he has. So let's let them know. All right, with that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I pray that you be with us today, tomorrow, and all the days under the sun, that we may remember our salvation is taken care of through your death and rising on the cross, and that we have this wisdom to go and share with others. Please be with us every day. Give us the words to say, the strength to say it, the courage to say it. It's all in your name we pray. Amen. God's peace be with you. Bye.